Yeah. This week's podcast, we're talking about reasons. Do y'all hear that? That's the elements, the earth, the wind, and the fire. They're talking about the reasons. And so we've been talking about belief. We've been talking about goals. But do you have the reasons why? The reasons why. So this week on The Real Estate of Life, we talk about the reasons why.
Support for this program and the following message come from the Digital Broadcasting Network, presenting podcasts and web series from everyday people who have an extraordinary passion to make the world a better place. To subscribe to this program, visit channel713.com. Welcome to the next generation of broadcasting.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a nighttime DJ. This is The Real Estate of Life with Kevin Riles. Trying a little something different this week, a little mood music to, based on our topic. Let's just let it groove for a second. Oh my gosh, for those of you out there, some of y'all might just get the automatic urge to play dominoes right now, or drink Kool-Aid, or be in the backyard and pool Labor Day. That's the elements, the earth, the wind, and the fire. And the song is called Reasons, the reasons why. And really, the song, if you read the lyrics, and I have the lyrics actually sitting in front of me, I should know them by heart, but I'm just like everybody else. I know this part right here. The reasons that we sing. And then everybody kind of just starts mumbling because they don't really know all the whole words. At least I don't. So I know this is The Real Estate of Life, and y'all are like, why is he playing Reasons? This is not a soul food, a soul music podcast, but I was listening to this Mr. Producer, who's really good at making sure that I do what I'm supposed to do, really wanted me to come up with some additional topics, and I was kind of struggling, to be honest with you. And so I was listening to this, and this came on, and I said, oh, you know what we've talked about? The very first podcast, we talked about you got to believe, and we've talked about goal setting, and we've talked about think and grow rich, your mindset. And so, but I thought about the talks that I give, and a lot of times I talk about the reasons why. Why do we get up in the morning? Why? What is the reason that we are trying to work in the morning or go towards our goals and believe? We have to have a reason why. And so that song is just something that reminds us that, and now let me also say, I know for those of you purists out there looking at it, the reasons why is a song about love and why we should, basically make love. And so are you going to talk about making love on The Real Estate of Life today? No, I am not. However, I do like the fact that he is talking about you must have a reason to love. You must have a reason to love. And so this week I want to talk about your why. Your why. What is the thing that gets you up in the morning? What's the thing that has you doing the things that you do? For those of you that practice real estate, why are we doing this? This is, for those of you that are in sales or self-employed or in real estate or any type of entrepreneurial endeavor, you have to sometimes sit down and be like, why am I doing this? It would be so much easier to go get a job. It would be so much easier just to get up, go to a job at 8 o'clock, be finished at 5, and I can do what I want to do after hours. And so in order for you to be successful in life, you must have a why. And that's whether you're out there working at an 8-to-5 job, and I don't down folks that do that. I'm just wired a different way. But you must have a why. You can't just get up and be like a zombie. So some people say, well, yeah, my why is I need to get paid to make a living so I can pay my mortgage and pay all my bills and things of that nature. And that's definitely a reason, but is it the reason, right? Is it the reason that you are getting up? And if it is, I posit today that is not a sufficient long-term reason. That's not a sufficient long-term reason. In fact, I also say that if that's your reason just for survival, then you are just surviving, and that is in a depressive state, right? You eventually will become depressed about, hey, I'm just getting up doing the same thing every day without a level of reasoning as to why. And so why are you doing what you do, right? All those goals that we talked about and the belief that we talked about beforehand, you know, why are you doing these things? Why would you want to do these things? And so I had to kind of remember my why. Why are you doing this podcast, Kevin? You know, what other than self, you know, actualization and promotion and honestly ego, why are you doing this podcast to try to help people? Well, I have a couple of whys. I realized probably late college, early career, that I was just surviving. I tell y'all my story. I was good in math and science, went to school for computer science, computer engineering, was working for Exxon, was miserable at Exxon. And so I was just surviving because I grew up and was taught that once you, you know, go to college, you find a good job and you stay at that company for a long time and you retire. And for some people that's great. But even for the folks that do that, you have to have a reason to do that. You have to have a reason why, like the elements said, earth, wind, and fire. And so there are a couple of whys that I have, and I'll share my whys with you. And so hopefully it'll help you determine your why. So the first why for me is my wife. Cher. She's named after the singer Cher. And so, you know, in meeting her, I just, you know, fell in love in the whole nine. And maybe I'll do a podcast on with another song. You know, so if Cher's listening to this, maybe I have to do one on Let's Chill. That was our song back in the day, back in high school, Mr. Producer. I used to call and sing Let's Chill, Let's Settle Down. Okay, sorry, I digress. So, my wife, for being a provider specifically and being a protector is something that was important to me. And so a lot of times when I get down and feel like making calls or don't feel like doing what I do for a living, I think about the fact that, you know, I am a provider and I take pride in that. And a lot of that comes from not growing up with my own father. And not having a provider around until my mother married my stepfather. And so I take pride in the fact that I remember thinking as a child, when I have a wife and a family, that I will take being a provider very seriously. And so that motivates me, right? That motivates me that sometimes when I don't feel like doing what's necessary to be successful, that Kevin, you're a provider, you're a protector. You have to get up. You have to make this phone call. You have to do these things in order to be able to provide for your family at a level that you want them accustomed to. And so my first why is my wife. My second why, or 1A, 1B, or 1A and 1A, is my daughter. I can remember distinctly June 3rd, 2003, when she was born, and literally hearing her first cry, and I wanted to cry with her. Because I didn't know what I was what I was doing. It was just a rush of emotions. They always talk about how the women feel when they have a child, and they automatically cleave to them, and they just feel so loving. And I was scared out my mind. I loved her immediately, but I just was like, oh my God, like it's another person I'm responsible for. And I always say, you know, when you get married, you know, you're, as a man, you feel responsible for your wife. There's no doubt about that. But you also know that they're an adult. So, like, you know, if anything go down, they can kind of take care of themselves. But when that baby come in, they're just so helpless. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm now responsible for two people. Or as you have more kids, three people. I've only been blessed with one. But just that whole level of responsibility, financial responsibility, moral responsibility, teaching them, training them up as they should go. And that continues today. I have a 14-year-old now. So, but she's my why. You know, I often think, you know, man, why am I staying up late, or why am I working multiple opportunities? Or in my case, I have, as I think I've told you guys before, I'm an adjunct professor at Prairie View A&M University, and now interim director for Community Development Master's Program. And I also sell real estate, and I also do development, and I also teach young adult Sunday school, and I also do all these things. Why are you doing all this? Well, you know, I want Madison to see a working father, first and foremost, someone that provides. So one, she knows what to look for, hopefully, when she gets to that point. And two, that she know that anything that you want in life, you have to work for. you truly have to put in the time to work for. And so I think by providing an example of that, and then I would also say, I want her to see an example of a household that's functioning and where two adults are communicating and not raising their voices, and even when they disagree. So she sees some functionality, not dysfunctionality, in the household. And so my why is Madison Riles. And I am reminded that of that on a consistent basis. She's going into high school this year, which is just surreal to me, because I can literally, there's a picture on my desk of me holding her for the very first time at the hospital. And now I have a ninth grader. And that means that in 4 years, you know, she'll be going off to college. You know, hopefully she's going off. She's not going to try to stay here in Houston, but that's a whole nother podcast, Mr. Producer. I wanted to go learn how to be gone. He's shaking his head, like, you know, because he has children too, and he don't want them to probably go as far. Or you want him to go for? I don't know. Let's say ye. he goes back and forth. But anyway, long story short, I my why is Madison Riles and my wife Cher. You know, I would state that first. But I do so also, and so that's my family. Now, some of you out there may not have those connections, may not be have a significant other, may not have children. And so if that's the case, well, and you know, may not have family that they're particularly close to or feel led to do things for. And so I would tell you that my second why is just me. I like me some me. I mean, really, I don't even like me some me. I love me some me. And that's okay. You know, I used to actually feel some kind of way about, man, should I love myself this much? Isn't that kind of arrogant? No, it's not. It's a wonderful thing. I love me some me. And so a part of my why is me. You know, I'm doing this podcast because I this is a part of who I am, trying to help people through verbal communication, through speaking, through books, through coaching. I really enjoy sowing into people's lives. We had to write a mission statement in a class, I think in my freshman or sophomore year in college, and basically write a mission statement, not only for us, but for our lives, and write a paper about it. And the mission statement that I wrote at that time that I still live by today is that I want to have an impact on people's lives socially, financially, and morally. And so I'm doing that. Having impact is what I really enjoy doing. That's through teaching at Prairie View. That's through real estate. That's through doing this podcast. That's through speaking. So if you notice a theme throughout my life, a thread throughout my life, it's having an impact. And so that's who I am, right? So my why, one of my whys is having that impact. And my why is that I like doing it. I just like doing it, right? I'm investing in this podcast because this is something I like to do. Is there a little bit of ego with it? Yeah, actually probably a lot of ego with it, but if I'm being honest, but I really enjoy them. This is who I ultimately am, is someone that gives forth and gives of themselves to help people. And so, you know, my family is definitely my why, my who I am as a person. And so I'm gonna pause right there to say, who are you? What gets you up in the morning? You know, what gets you excited? And you know, how do you determine if that is your why? You know, what do you naturally, always when I go out and talk to high schools and colleges, I always ask them, if money was not an issue, if you hit the lotto, if you hit the Powerball, and money was no longer an issue in your life, period, point blank. And I know for some of you, it's hard to imagine, but just close your eyes and think, if money was an issue, if whatever you think enough money is in your bank account right now, but the only caveat to keep that money is you still had to do something every day. You still had to do something every day. And that something cannot include laying on the beach. You actually had to work and do something. What would you do? Or another way to answer that question is, ask that question is, what would you do for free if money was no longer an issue? If money was no longer an issue, what would you do for free? For me, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I would be impacting people's lives. I would do podcasts and radio shows and speaking and teaching and coaching and counseling. That is where I feel the most amount of, the actor said, the most amount of Quan and Jerry Maguire. That's where I feel most at peace where I'm had my highest and best use. And so my question to you is, what would you do for free? Right? What would you do for free? And if you can determine that, and there are two things. If you can determine that and make that first maybe your avocation being something you do after work or around work. In other words, if you are someone that finds joy in being creative and like my wife, she loves to do crafts and things of that nature, then maybe you can't do that initially for a living, but you can do it after work and on the weekends. Then I encourage you to do that, right? And then secondly, maybe you can make it your vocation, right? In other words, this is what I do for a living. For those of you that can actually make your passion, what you are put on this earth to do, a vocation, that is to me the ultimate quan, because you don't feel like you're working. You're no longer working because you're getting up doing something that you're literally wired, genetically pre-coded to do. So your why has to be you. Your why has to be you. And an extension of that, your why has to be you, and it has to be authentically you. And so by asking the question, what would I do for free, and start doing that on a consistent basis, you will notice a change in your life. I look forward to coming doing this podcast because this is a little bit different. I don't get to speak every week like I'd love to. I speak quite a bit, but and so this is the way to kind of scratch that itch. So this actually literally gives me energy to go and do the things that honestly I may not want to do all the time. I've been successful in real estate. In fact, as I was coming on the air here, I was just taking a call about a 40-unit apartment complex that a lady that wants to buy. She called me and said, hey, I'm looking for a 40-unit apartment complex, you know, not more than $1.6 million. And, you know, that's a great call potentially if I can get it transacted. But what gives me energy to take those calls when I honestly sometimes don't feel like taking those calls is doing exactly what I'm doing, is sitting in front of this mic and talking about your why and helping you and hopefully sowing into your life as far as reasons. So, you know, as we started off, reasons, the reasons why, I really want you guys to think about, why do I want to reach those goals that we talked about in the previous podcast? Why should I believe, right? We are a sum total. One of my theories is that we are a sum total of our childhood, both good and bad. Sometimes we run towards our childhood. If we had awesome experiences, we want to recreate our childhood. And sometimes we run away from our childhood. If we had horrible experiences, we want to run away from our childhood. And so a lot of times our whys are defined by what has happened to us in our lives. And I say childhood, it can be, you know, adulthood and things of that nature. And so as you start thinking about your why, I really want you to start thinking about, one, what would you do for free, right? What would you do? What motivates you? What motivates you? And for some of you, by the way, that might be money. Some people are truly motivated, I mean, literally genetically motivated by money. And that's okay. Just do it in a moral way, right? But some people are motivated by money, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I used to kind of like, man, you know, it's more than about money. But for some people, nah, son. That's what they are motivated by. And really, what I've determined for those folks, and then, again, this is Kevin's theories, is it's about the money, but money is the way they keep score. It's really about the score, right? Money is the way they keep score. And so they want to win. And if their bank account or if their monthly number they hit, that's how they keep score. And so it's really about winning for those folks more so than about the money. And I've had kids ask me, how much money do you make? And so I can remember a time when I've gone out to schools, how much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? All these material things. And so I remember telling a group one month, it was March when I went out and talked to them. I said, this year I haven't made any. And the whole room looked at me like, what? I said, no, haven't made, not a zero, I hadn't had a closing since December. And so they just were flabbergasted, like, oh my God, like you don't make any money? I said, yeah, but this month I'm due to make six figures if everything closes. Or this month I'm due to make 25,000 if everything closes. And so one of the things that I say all that to say that I'm not money, the way I do my sales, I'm not money motivated. I'm service motivated. If my clients are happy, I'll make the money. And that's how I, because of the way I'm wired, if I counsel, coach, and guide well enough, then I will eventually make the money. But there are some folks that are money motivated, and that's okay if that's your why, right? It's okay if your family is your why. It's okay if you are your why, but you must have a why. You have to have reasons why you do. And it's my opinion that the reasons must not be just survival. I know sometimes we go through periods of time. I went through in 2007 and 2008 a period of what I call survival. That was my 40 days and 40 nights for those biblical scholars out there, where I was in the wilderness and the devil was tempting me. I went through that period where you just sometimes you do have to just go in survival mode. So I live in the world. I am not a double negative non-realist. However, even in those times, in my darkest hour, there was a light at the bottom of the door that was shining that indicated that that's your why. You're doing this to be a provider and protector. That's what really got me through those times in 2007, 2008, when my business was down, when I sold my house, when I sold my office building, when I was living in a house owned by my in-laws, rent-free, to just kind of survive. When I was just surviving. But the provider and protector in me was always sitting at the foundation of my why. So if you're sitting out there right now and you're listening to this, if you're in your car, if you're working out, I just want you to think about, just answer the question. And I'm curious as to what comes to your mind when you first ask it, what is my why? What is my why? In fact, this is what I want you to do. When you listen to this podcast, you can reach out to me on Facebook at Kevin Riles. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Kevin Riles, on IG. I know that's how the rapper say on the IG at Kevin Riles. I'm on Snapchat at Kevin Riles Speaks. So I can give you all my social media. But I want you to reach out to me. And this is how I know. You know, if you're taking this seriously, tell me what your why is. Tell me what your why is. Shoot me a tweet at Kevin Riles. Tell me what your why is. Post on my Facebook page at Kevin Riles. Tell me what your why is. You'll see a link on channel713.com to my social media pages. And so, you know, feel free to click on one of those. And if you listen to this on iTunes, shoot me a tweet at Kevin Riles. What's your why? What's your why? Take the time to think, to really think about what's your why, what's your reasons to really get up in the morning, right? And some of you out there, and I've gone through this as well, might feel like there are no reasons. I am just in a place where I can't even get to that point. I'm down, I'm depressed because of life circumstances. You know, my business is not going well. My life is not going well. My personal life is not going well. And so I'll start the end of this particular podcast with giving you one other why. The other why that I truly believe is that God loves us and he loves you. And so therefore, you have to remember that we are children of the Most High God. And God loves us. And that's a why, right? Someone that loves you so much that they want you to succeed. And if you read throughout Old Testament, New Testament, I don't care where you are. As I tell my Sunday school class, if Jesus hadn't come for us, we'd be Jewish because that's the whole reason for Christianity. That's one of the basics of our faith. If you read his writings that, you know, he wants us to live the best life. And so, I know I don't want to get too preachy, but I am a licensed minister. And so I would say your last and most important why is that we are children of the Most High God. We are kings and queens, and you owe it to yourself and you owe it to God to live your highest and best life. And that's a why. I want to honor God by living the best life that I have possible. I want to honor God by living the life, best life I have possible. I want to honor myself by living the best life possible. I want to honor myself as living the best life possible. And so you got to, not have to, not maybe, but you got to, G-O-T-T-A, have a why, right? You got to have a why. So as we end this week's podcast, I want you to spend some time thinking about what's my why? What's my why? And remember, your family can be your why. You can be your why. And ultimately, God should be your why. Thank you for listening this week. I am so excited. And as we go out, Mr. Producer is probably going to bump this with a little bit of Reason so y'all can just jam it on out. But just you have to remember, I'm going to sing y'all out. Reasons, the reasons that we... All right, I'll see y'all later. See you next week.